in the last month, the Environmental Protection Agency has taken steps to limit forever chemicals known as PFAS. The man-made chemicals have been used by industries and in countless products since the 1950s. The EPA's most recent announcement designates two of the most studied PFAS variations as hazardous substances. That is good news for some private well owners in Peshtigo, Wisconsin. It adds fuel to their fight against polluters. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us the story.
When she heard PFAS was added to the Environmental Protection Agency's hazardous substance list, Cindy Boyle issued a press release stating, "For communities like the town of Peshtigo and Marinette, Wisconsin, this designation is an enormous step forward in ensuring environmental health for the public while simultaneously holding corporate polluters accountable." 7 years ago, Boyle and other residents of this small community just south of Marinette received a letter from a company that operates nearby. Tyco, since merged with Johnson Controls, or JCI, reported PFAS had migrated downstream from its firefighting training facility toward Peshtigo. PFAS has been a common firefighting foam ingredient since the 1970s. Initially, Boyle's was one of approximately 40 private wells, their source of drinking water, found to be contaminated. Later, the count rose to more than 230.
We found out about it fall of 2017, and Tyco knew about it since, I believe it was 2013, and they had failed to report it to the WDNR.
Boyle mobilized, along with fellow Peshtigo resident Jeff Lamont.
And they let us drink this for 4 more years before they notified the public.
Absolutely.
They formed a citizen group called Save Our Water and began pushing for PFAS regulations. Wisconsin and recently the EPA established drinking water standards for a handful of PFAS, but that wasn't enough to help Boyle's community.
Drinking water means a public utility, not those of us who are on private drinking water wells.
Only groundwater rules would protect private wells.
But the federal government does not have jurisdiction over groundwater. So we have only one path forward, and that is through the state legislative body to get that to happen.
In 2022, Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board approved drinking and surface water standards, but rejected proposed groundwater rules. Boyle says their group kept on fighting.
So that's why we are relentless about our efforts.
Lamont says they turned to the EPA.
You can petition the EPA to do a scoring of your site to see if it qualifies for the Superfund process. Cindy and I filed the petition with the EPA. So when they did the initial scoring, it scored very high, which meant it went to the next step.
Designation as a Superfund triggers the EPA's ability to clean up hazardous sites and to force those responsible to pay for or carry out the remediation. The EPA's most recent announcement could strengthen Peshtigo's case. The agency added two PFAS, both common ingredients of firefighting foam, to its hazardous substance list.
Every step of the way, Tyco Johnson Control has fought this. After 7 years, they still haven't defined by EPA protocol the complete nature and extent of the contamination. And so we figured EPA coming in, they do not put up with any of this baloney.
In a statement to WUWM, JCI Tyco wrote, "We continue to set the standard for what good PFAS action looks like, including the installation of 118 new private wells." There's much more to Peshtigo's complex PFAS dilemma. Cindy Boyle says the fight continues.
Our community does not have permanent safe drinking water. Our state does not have groundwater standards. And until those things are in place, onward, the fight continues.
She's encouraged by what has been accomplished, saying 7 years ago, no one knew what PFAS are.
If you make a list of all of the outcomes that are the direct result of communities who are impacted like us, of innocent landowners like us, who organized, advocated, educated, demanded, and there is measurable federal awareness, and that matters.
The DNR is currently tracking 98 PFAS-related investigations in Wisconsin. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for environmental reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.